Now you do not know how that's going to affect in the receivership mode.
Exactly. I mean, and that's really, really important, because that was dealing with some of the biases that were going on in the Buffalo Public Schools. So now if we have a situation where you're dealing with two major things happening at one time, one, the school is in receivership, two, the school has to make changes to make sure it's fair for all students. How do they align? You know what I'm saying? Does one take precedent over the other one? Because obviously one is a federal intervention, you know, Office of Civil Rights, and one is a state intervention. Does the federal intervention trump? Those are things, those are questions that are unanswered. And as parents, both of those are priorities. We obviously want the state receivership to deal with the failing school issue to be dealt with, but we also want some equity. We don't want another two-tier education system. And that's what the Office of Civil Rights recommendations do. It deals with the issues of equity. And so we need to know, you know, what has priority and how this is going to work out.
Sam, following the receivership meeting, there will be a public open forum with the candidate for school superintendent, Dr. Cash. He has been recommended by the state education commissioner that the city school district hire him. He is the front runner, and he has been the only one now to hold a public forum.
Right.
Your thoughts on that? Is this person being forced on the district by the state education department?
Well, you know, I mean, that's a good, you know, question to ask. You know, the honest answer is that, you know, I would probably take the perspective that the state education commissioner is ultimately looking for some solutions. And in Buffalo, we've been very unstable. I mean, if you look at what's been going on, we've had this will be our sixth superintendent in the last 5 years. And so the fact that there's assertiveness on the state education commissioner's part to try to make us get some resolution in that area, I think is a good thing. You know, I've had the, you know, opportunity to meet with the prospective superintendent, and he's clearly qualified. He's clearly, you know, represents a different quality of candidates than we've seen who have applied. And I was impressed by, you know, what he has to bring to the table, meaning that he's not overwhelmed by, you know, what's going on in Buffalo. He's worked in larger school districts in Miami and in Memphis. You know, he clearly has the background and qualifications to come in and lead. So, you know, maybe it is an overreach, but at this point, I think Buffalo needs an overreach. And I'm not, you know, meaning to be critical of local leadership, but at the end of the day, when you judge a tree by the fruit that it bears, we have not done what we needed to do for children. And if you got an assertive state education commissioner who's bringing us solutions, I think that's a good thing.
What did you ask Dr. Cash? What was your biggest issue that you asked him?
Independent of what he tells us, you know, at this point, you know, because we were really optimistic when Mr. Ogilvie came in, we were really optimistic when Dr. Brown came in, you know, even when Amber Dixon came in, you know, we've been disappointed from my perspective. So at this point, it's not much that he can tell us. What we're going to do is look to see what he does. You know what I'm saying? We're not going to buy anything he's saying in the interview. We're looking to see what he does. What I said to him is he has unprecedented power. No superintendent in the history of Buffalo Public Schools has come in as a receiver and have the power to change, you know, to make the school day longer, to force everybody to reapply for their job. And if he comes in, he uses that power, we have a chance to do what no superintendent before him has been able to do. So I'm hoping that he has the courage to do what needs to be done, and he leads. The superintendent is the educational leader of the Buffalo Public School District, and we need a leader right now. So I was optimistic, I was encouraged, but at the end of the day, he got to deliver.
Sam Radford, thank you.
Thank you.